37. Ashton. I wake up, a moan escaping my lips. Rolling over onto my side, my hands come up to my face, and I cover my sensitive eyes to block out the bright light. When it doesn't work, I grab the soft, fluffy blanket, pull it up and over my face, and relax into the comfortable mattress. My eyes instantly spring open, and I sit up, gasping, shoving the covers off when everything comes rushing back to me. I was awake, tied to a table, and the mask. He placed something over my face. My hands come up to my face once more, and my fingers quickly run over my skin, feeling for cuts or pain of any kind that will tell me if anything is broken. My hands drop to my sides, and I let out a deep breath, but my ease quickly turns to panic when I feel something on my stomach. I shove off the covers to see I'm naked. My 666 brand covering my pelvic bone is on full display. I always keep it covered with makeup when at work and washed it off when I take a shower back at home. But that's not the part that makes my heart skip a beat. No, it's a small white bandage over my right hip. It's got tape over it. The way I'm sitting, it's pinching my skin. I almost trip out of bed. My legs are shaky, my head a little foggy, and the room spins, making me feel lightheaded. What the fuck? They drugged me, and it's still in my system. I manage to make my way to a set of double doors to the right and shove them open to see it's a bathroom, just like I hoped. Rushing to the long mirror that runs the length of his and her sinks, I look over my body to see that's the only thing that looks different from what I remember. Other than a bandage wrapped around my right arm in the crease of my elbow. I rip it off to see a poke hole and a small bruise already forming. What the fuck happened? I have bruises across my upper chest, hips, wrists, and legs where I was tied down with the leather restraints. My knees are scraped and covered in dried blood from when I kneeled next to James. With shaky hands, I reach down and pick at the corner of the tape, trying to get it off. I whimper when the tape pulls on my skin. My nose is running, and tears sting my eyes when I finally get it started. My shaky hands tear it across the top and then both sides before ripping off the bottom. Closing my eyes, I take in a shaky breath before I remove the bandage. My skin is red and irritated. It's got several stitches. It's a tracking device. I've seen them done before, at Carnage. My heart stops at what I see. I choke out a sob, my knees threatening to buckle at the numbers. I've spent the past 4 years running from a life I knew would kill me. This can't be. It's a nightmare, and I need to wake up from it. My shaking hands go to touch it, but I stop myself, unable to accept what I see. No. Doors opening have my head snapping up. I turn to face the doorway, and all the air leaves my lungs when I see the white and black mask from glass now standing in the bathroom. I shake my head, fresh tears burning my eyes. It can't be. I'm hallucinating. The drugs that Sadie gave me have fucked me up. I'm having a nightmare. A bad trip. Maybe I'm dead. Dragged to hell, and this is how you live out eternity. The masked man steps forward, slowly making his way to me as if he has all day. I stay cemented where I met, unable to breathe, let alone run. I see the next guy standing behind him in the doorway of the bedroom. It's them. Hayden and Cashton found me. They dragged me back here to make me pay for killing their brother. I didn't mean to. I just wanted to wound him to give me a head start. They have to know that I never meant to hurt Saint. It was my only option. He told me he would never let me go. The one closest to me comes to a stop. He reaches up and grips the bottom of his mask. He slowly removes it, and fresh tears fill my eyes as a set of green eyes glare down into mine. No. The broken word is barely a whisper on my shaking lips. It's worse than I could have ever imagined. The ghost of a man stays silent as his hand comes out and runs his knuckles down my wet cheek. The single touch makes me whimper. My shaking legs give out, and I stumble back into the counter. My hands grip the edges to hold myself up. I allowed him to fuck me in the club. I'm gasping for breath, my body practically convulsing as I stand naked in front of the devil himself. This has to be a mistake. I spent months mourning him, years trying to forget him and accept what I did.
It's been a long time, sweetheart.
His voice knocks what little wind is left out of me, and all I can do is stare up at him through watery eyes. Gently, he cups my tear-streaked face, leans into me, and whispers,
"Welcome home, Saint." She stares at me with her wide, tear-filled eyes as she stands before me naked. Fuck, have we come a long way since that day she shot me. She thought she could run from me and get away with killing me. Her eyes run up and down my body. She swallows when they meet mine again and whispers,
"I thought I killed you."
When I reach out to cup her face, she trembles but doesn't pull away. She's too stunned for that. Oh, Ashton, the things I'm going to do to you will make you beg the devil himself to come and take you from me. You can't kill what isn't alive, sweetheart, I tell her. It's true. After she left us, we were never the same. The 6 months we spent training rewired anything we ever felt for anybody, and I can't wait to spend the rest of my life doing the same to her. Her breath catches and my eyes drop to her heaving chest, unable to stop myself from looking at her hard nipples. Her erratic breathing fills the bathroom just like when I fucked her at Glass, and my cock is hard. It proved to me that my girl is still the same as she used to be, a woman who needs to be fucked like the whore she is. I made her that way, taught her everything she knows she likes. I can't wait to show her all the new things she'll experience. My tastes have gotten a little darker since she left me. My gaze lifts back up to meet hers, and her eyes fall to my neck. They trace my tattoos, and she takes a step back, my hand falling from her face. I'm not who she loved. I'm a different man now. I've seen what hell looks like, and I've embraced it, become it. Now I will drag her down into the depths of it with me by the chains that I lock her up in, and we will burn together.